In the deep summer, acres of ripened wheat, sunflowers, corn, rye, and oats blaze with color. In the deep summer, winds create wave after wave of harvest ripeness. So says Libby Larson about the qualities she turns into music with the piece we'll listen to this hour. Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. As summer is approaching, summer music will be our program this week. We'll hear pieces with summer as their subject by Thea Musgrave, Rianne Samuel, Libby Larson, Emma Lou Diemer, Catherine Hoover, Cecile Chaminade, and Rebecca Clark. Last month, I played a piece called Spring from Thea Musgrave's four-movement orchestral piece, The Seasons, a piece commissioned by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in celebration of Musgrave's 60th birthday. The pieces were inspired by particular paintings. Now we'll move to the movement called Summer. Musgrave, born in 1928, was a private pupil of Nadia Boulanger. She lived in London for many years, writing orchestral and chamber works. Her prolific output includes several operas based on historical characters such as Mary Queen of Scots and Simon Bolivar. She designated her Chamber Concerto No. 2 in homage to Charles Ives, and I think you'll hear a reflection of that appreciation of Ives as we listen to Summer, in which there are extended quotes from the Marseillaise and the Star-Spangled Banner. Here it is now, performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, Leo Phillips, conducting.